The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 3, text number 43, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 19th, 2007, in Sillamäe, Estonia.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 3, text number 43.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo bhagavate
Krishne svadamo bhagate dharma gyana dibisaha.
You want to try it responsively?
Krishne svadamo bhagate.
Krishne svadamo bhagate.
Dharma gyana dibisaha.
Kalau nushta drisham
esha. Puranarko dunodita.
Puranarko dunodita.
Krishne svadamo bhagate.
Krishne svadamo bhagate.
Dharma gyana dibisaha.
Dharma gyana dibisaha.
Kalau nushta drishamesha.
Kalau nushta drishamesha.
Puranarko dunodita.
Puranarko
Krishna,
Krishna,
in Krishna's,
Krishna's.
Svadhama,
Svadhama,
own abode.
Sopsna-bita.
I'll just let you do the Russian. Upagate,
Vernusa.
Dharma,
religion,
Jnana. Adibi, Saha, Kalau,
Nashtradrisham,
Aisha,
Purana Arka,
Aduna,
Aduna,
Udita,
Udita,
Zashla. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna has his eternal dham or abode, where he eternally enjoys himself with his eternal associates and paraphernalia. And his eternal abode is a manifestation of his internal energy, whereas the material world is a manifestation of his external energy. When he descends on the material world, he displays himself with all paraphernalia in his internal potency, which is called Atma Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he descends by his own potency, Atma Maya. His form, name, fame, paraphernalia, abode, etc., are not therefore creations of matter. He descends to reclaim the fallen souls and to reestablish codes of religion, which are directly enacted by him. Except for God, no one can establish the principles of religion. either he or a suitable person empowered by him can dictate the codes of religion. Real religion means to know God, our relation with him, and our duties in relation with him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. The conditioned souls who are entrapped by the material energy hardly know all these principles of life. Most of them are like animals engaged in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. They are mostly engaged in sense enjoyment under the pretension of religiosity, knowledge, or salvation. They are still more blind in the present age of quarrel or Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the population is just a royal edition of the animals. They have nothing to do with spiritual knowledge or godly religious life. They are so blind that they cannot even see anything beyond the jurisdiction of the subtle mind, intelligence, or ego, but they are very much proud of their advancement in knowledge, science, and material prosperity. They can risk their lives to become a dog or hog just after leaving the present body, for they have completely lost sight of the ultimate aim of life. The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, appeared before us just a little prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, and he returned to his eternal home practically at the commencement of Kali Yuga. While he was present, he exhibited everything by his different activities. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita specifically and eradicated all pretentious principles of religiosity. And prior to his departure from this material world, he empowered Sri Vyasadeva through Narada to compile the messages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus both the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam are like torchbearers for the blind people of this age. In other words, if men in this age of Kali want to see the real light of life, they must take to these two books only, and their aim of life will be fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of life, Lord Sri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the direct representation of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam and also can see Lord Krishna in one who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can also see Lord Sri Krishna in person. They are identical.
Om Agyana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmiritam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So, we are presently 5,000 years into the Kali Yuga. It's a very, very hellish age. Everywhere the people are in a demoniac mentality. They're killing the cows and eating the flesh. They're killing their own babies within the womb. In this way, they are creating a hellish, nightmarish atmosphere on this planet. So how can it be tolerable to even live in such a world? Where godlessness becomes predominant. Krishna is very kind upon us. Even though he departed from this world, he also remained in this world. He remained in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as is pointed out in this shloka, those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So, when everything becomes completely dark, then you cannot see anything. One loses their vision when everything becomes completely dark. But if a light comes on, then the darkness is dissipated. So this Bhagavad Purana, Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam, it is a brilliant light which illuminates the entire world. So one simply has to open their eyes to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So how do you open your eyes to the Bhagavatam? Who can say? Maharaji, you're always the first one. What did you say? Yes, that is true. We open our eyes to the Bhagavatam through the ears. And the ears become open when we serve those who are pure devotees. Pure devotee means one who is serving without any ulterior motive. He is simply serving for the sake of serving, that's all. That is a pure devotee. Anyone who serves such a pure devotee will develop a taste for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And by that taste for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, one will then be blessed with spiritual vision. Pemandana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shama shundaram achintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Such a person will see Krishna everywhere. Just like the brilliant sun rose this morning on the Gulf of Finland, driving away the darkness of the night. The brilliant sun of the Srimad Bhagavatam will arise within your heart, driving away all the darkness of ignorance. So we simply have to immerse ourselves in hearing, chanting, remembering, and serving the Bhagavatam. Therefore, I request all of my students that every day they must read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. These two books are very, very important. They will give one all knowledge, all understanding, and all blessings. How to become completely free from ignorance. How to be fixed 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness. there's really nothing else worth doing. There's really nothing else worth spending our time doing. Is there anything else besides becoming Krishna conscious that's worth our time and energy? Can someone give some other activity which is also very important that we must do? No? Any activity which is not conducive for our Krishna consciousness is a waste of time. Sometimes for livelihood we have to accept certain activities. We may have to work for some employer. But we are not doing that work for the sake of serving that employer. We are doing that work so that we can keep body and soul together, that we can survive, we can stay alive. So that we can utilize this rare human birth to cultivate our Krishna consciousness. That is the real purpose of our existence. In the material society, they teach you have this duty, that duty, so many duties. Krishna says, give up all these duties and simply be my devotee, that's all. We have no other obligation except to please Krishna. And that pleasing of Krishna is done through the medium of the spiritual master. Otherwise, how we will know what God wants us to do? When I was a young spiritual seeker, I knew that I had to do what God wanted me to do. But I did not know what God wanted me to do. But then I found out that God wanted me surrendered to the spiritual master. And but simply by serving the order of the spiritual master, then you're doing exactly what God wants you to do at every minute. So to know what God wants you to do is not a difficult matter. You simply have to approach the bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. By that sincere submission and inquiry, one will be pleasing the Lord at every minute. And one will gain the complete understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and all the Vedic wisdom. Yashya Deve Tata Para Bhaktir Tata Deve Tata Guru Tasyaite Kitatashyata Prakashante Mahatmanaha. Only unto those persons who have unflinching faith in the words of Sri Guru are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So it is through the medium of Guru then that one can understand Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, every morning we worship the spiritual master twice. We worship him at Mangal Arati with Gravastakam prayers. And then we worship him at Guru Puja with the Sri Guru Charana Padma prayers. Just see how important it is worshipping the Guru. Twice every morning we worship. And we're enjoined that at least three times a day we must offer our respectful obeisances to our Guru. Morning, noon, and evening. So, it is by the mercy of Guru then that we can actually understand Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and come to the point of actually seeing Lord Sri Krishna in person. The present moment, we cannot personally see Krishna. Because we are covered by the influence of the three modes of material nature. But, in one sense, we can see Krishna. Because Krishna has kindly appeared before us in the form of the spiritual master. The spiritual master actually carries Vrindavan with him wherever he goes. He is always keeping Sri Vrindavan Dham within his heart. We read yesterday, the sadhus are called Mahatmas, they are also called Tirthas. Because when you're in the association of such Mahatmas, you are situated in the presence of the sadhu in a holy Tirtha. Because he carries Vrindavan wherever he goes. I know I had this practical experience by associating with Srila Prabhupada. Wherever Prabhupada was present, we felt we were in a holy tirtha. We could be sitting at his lotus feet in a Bhagavatam class. Or we could be at the airport watching him come up the escalator. It didn't matter. Wherever we had Prabhupada's association, we felt we were in Vrindavan. Because the spiritual master carries Vrindavan with him wherever he goes. So all we really have to do to enter into Vrindavan is to connect ourselves with the instructions of the spiritual master. Whatever order my Guru has given me, I must always meditate on that order. I must worship that order. And I must not allow myself to be distracted by anything else. By this constant meditation on the instructions of the spiritual master, the disciple then lives in Vrindavan at every minute. And he is free from the influence of the piercing miseries of material nature. Just like it may be raining, very hard rain. But if you have an umbrella, then you stay dry, you see. So the spiritual master is like an umbrella. He protects you from the hard rain of Kali. He protects you from birth, death, old age and disease. He protects you from all the threefold miseries.
Он защищает вас от всех трех видов страданий.
Ариатмик, Арибхотик, and Аридайвик.
Ариатмик, Арибхотик.
You don't need to translate that one. So, in this way, if we take this process of Krishna consciousness very seriously, then we will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. When the material miseries come, we will see, oh, it's just happening to the body, it's not me. My body may be dying from terminal cancer. But it's not me. It's just the body. In this way, a devotee is not bewildered by the material miseries. Because he knows full well it's not me that's actually suffering. It's the material body that's going through enjoyment and suffering in this material world. So the devotee then fully absorbs himself in Krishna consciousness. And he derives unlimited happiness in that constant meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord. He does not allow himself to be distracted by the atheistic arguments of the propaganda mongers. He has full faith that Krishna is God. And that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. And that he or she is the eternal servant of his spiritual master. Therefore, he becomes nishta, or fixed in Krishna consciousness. He becomes unwavering in his determination. When one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, no amount of material distractions or allurements can tempt the mind away from Krishna's lotus feet. When one becomes solidly situated in Krishna consciousness, nothing can induce the mind to budge even a fraction of an inch away from the lotus feet of the Lord. This Krishna consciousness is so nice thing. There is nothing so sweet. There is nothing so wonderful. There's nothing so sublime. There's nothing so ecstatic, enlivening, and thrilling. There is nothing so fulfilling. There is nothing so uplifting. There is nothing more amazing than Krishna consciousness. So my humble request to you all is, become very serious to become very pure in your practice of Krishna consciousness. And become very serious to share it with the people of Estonia. These people are suffering like anything. And you have the medicine which can cure their suffering. They are suffering from a disease called avidya, or ignorance. So you have the vidya, you have Bhagavad Gita knowledge. Therefore, you must preach this message of Bhagavad Gita to the people of Estonia. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. You must distribute this knowledge. Because by this distribution of knowledge, all the demoniac influences will go away. And these poor souls will become completely happy. So, I can request now, if there's any questions. Yes.
Каким образом тогда она может иметь эту непоколебимую веру духовного учителя?
Consciousness of fallen soul is covered by three modes of nature.
Yes.
Nature. How this soul can be concentrated?
Как она может иметь полную веру духовного учителя?
How can have full faith in spiritual master?
Yes. The way to have full faith in the spiritual master is to serve him with love. And by that serving him with love, you will experience such a wonderful taste that there is nothing more sublime than serving the spiritual master. In other words, you have to taste it. You have to taste the nectar. If I tell you that the halava is very tasty, how will you have faith in my words? You see? If you taste the halava, then you will know, oh, it is very, very tasty. So, if you want to have faith that the spiritual master, the shelter of the spiritual master is the ultimate happiness, then you simply take shelter of the spiritual master. You serve him with love, and you will taste the nectar. It will not be blind faith. You simply hear something and you accept it blindly. No. You will experience how sublime it is to serve the spiritual master. It will be scientific proof. Questions more?
Is it so, if we don't taste nectar, it means what we
If we don't what?
Taste nectar.
If we don't taste the nectar.
Yeah, is it mean what...
Если у нас есть какие-то задания, значит мы еще не научились кушать этот нектар,
We have some troubles in our life, so it means we don't...
Anarthas.
Anarchy.
Yeah. Just like the radio broadcast is being broadcast very nicely. And you are listening to the radio program. But you're not tuned very well to the station. Then you will get so much static. It will not be ecstatic, it will be static. So if you want to get rid of the static and become ecstatic, then you have to tune finally into the radio station. So if you are not tasting the nectar by serving the spiritual master, then you have to become more intense. You have to fine-tune your consciousness. You have to really become more and more attentive that you're doing everything properly.
Мы должны быть очень внимательны и сосредоточены, чтобы делать четко делать то, что нам.
Prabhupada trained us.
Prabhupada учил нас.
Even little subtle things.
Даже самые маленькие вещи.
This is like one time Prabhupada was walking up the stairs.
Например, Prabhupada шел по лестнице.
And of course, Prabhupada's an old man. If he has to be very careful, he can fall. He's using a cane.
И, конечно, Prabhupada был уже старый, он мог и упасть.
So one devotee thought that he would serve Prabhupada. He thought he told Prabhupada to watch his step. You watch your step, Srila
Prabhupada.
You know what Prabhupada told him? He said, it's not my duty to watch my step, it's your duty to watch my step. You see? So the spiritual master trains the disciple. The disciple thinks, oh, I'm serving very nicely. But actually he's committing some apara. The guru has to point out, no, it's not my duty to watch my step, it's your duty to make sure that I do not fall.
Yeah.
So in this way, the guru trains the disciples how to properly be in the mood of service. By correcting their mistakes, you see. Of course, the spiritual master is very kind. He said, I am 90% lenient and 10% strict. But still, it's his duty to be strict. A spiritual master that does not chastise his disciples is actually their enemy. He is not their well-wisher. Just as the parent who does not correct the child is also the enemy of the child. In fact, there is a story in this connection. Perhaps you have heard this story. There was one young man, he was raised by his aunt. Aunt means the sister of his father. But the aunt, she was very lenient. She let the boy do whatever he wanted. She never corrected him. But he fell into some bad association. And he murdered someone. And he was condemned to be put to death. So his aunt came at the time of his execution. And he made a request. He said, I have one last request. Can I speak something privately to my aunt? I want to whisper something in her ear. And they said, all right, you can do that. So she put her ear by his mouth. And then he bit her ear off. People were shocked. How you can do this to your aunt? He said, actually, it is her fault that I'm being condemned to death. Because she never corrected me. If she had done her duty as my guardian, she would have corrected me when I did wrong things, and I would have never been in this trouble. And therefore, to pay her back for her neglect, I have bitten her ear off. So actually, it is the duty of the parent and the spiritual master to correct the child and to correct the disciple.
Поэтому это обязанность духовного учителя и родителя.
исправляет своих детей или учеников.
To reform that disciple. From their the mentality that brought them into this material world to begin with.
Ученика от этого, что у него скопилось с момента нахождения здесь в материальном мире.
Do you think we claim came into this material world clean?
Что вы думаете, что мы здесь вот чистенькие такие в материальном мире?
We came here because we revolted against the authority of Krishna.
Мы здесь родились, поскольку мы восстали против Бога.
We were rascals. Our hearts were dirty, they were polluted with envy. That's why we have come here. So it is the duty of the spiritual master to train the disciple in such a way that all of this envy can be completely purged out of the heart. Questions? More?
Насколько я понимаю, что самая большая опасность, ну, неприятность духовной жизни – это гордость. И какие бы рекомендации мог бы дать Санкаршана Прабху, чтобы убрать это качество из сердца?
He thinks one of the great obstacles on our spiritual path is proud.
Yes.
How to take it off from our heart?
Yes. Pride is the greatest obstacle.
Да, это очень гордыня, это очень большая такая препятствие наше.
That's why guru is required.
Поэтому нужен гуру.
Because guru means I simply have to submit to him. Whatever he tells me, I do.
Все, что он мне говорит, я должен делать.
The opposite of pride is humility.
И противоположность гордыни – это смирение.
Humility means you do not desire any recognition for what you're doing.
Смирение означает, что вы не желаете никаких почестей за то, что вы делаете.
If you're proud, you're thinking, well, I'm great, and everybody has to recognize that I'm great.
Гордыня означает, что я что-то делаю, и все должны признать это.
Humility means that you do not need anyone to recognize you. You just want to please Krishna, that's all. So the way to overcome pride is do not and give up the desire to be respected. Give all respect to others. Shri Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Maja Iya Man. You know that slok? Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Worship the Holy Dham, Shri Vrindavan Dham. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade. Majaya man, absorb your mind. Majaya, absorb man, absorb your mind in what? The lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. This is how you become humble. You must worship the Guru, and you must worship the Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyevasha patiranam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Not simply mechanically on the lip. From deep within the core of your heart, you must worship the Vaishnavas. It doesn't matter what type of Vaishnava. Sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, male, female, all Vaishnavas, they are worshipable by us. Must worship all the Vaishnavas within your heart. And that's how you become very, very humble. And your pride will go far, far away on the other side of the Gulf of Finland. What's that? Huh? And go to Finland? Questions more?
Как проповедовать, потому что когда они говорят о себе, они слушают советы, а когда уже касается них, то есть люди относятся вроде с уважением.
К вам.
И ко мне, и к сознанию Кришны. Но когда нужно сделать шаг, почему-то находятся какие-то уважительные причины, я не знаю, что надо делать, чтобы...
She asked many people to come yesterday on the program, to the program, but nobody came, and she feel like, what is it?
They're too dull, dull head, stool brains.
Не волнуйся, они очень. Ну, так слух не хочу произносить.
He's translating what I said, and you can add.
Они очень деревянные, грубо говоря.
Я стала просто злая, что никого не звать не буду вообще. Хотя погибать.
Wait a minute. Manaji was saying something. Now let Manaji speak.
Prabhupada says in the purport that one who preaches, even if nobody follows them, but their Krishna consciousness is protected, they will advance in Krishna consciousness.
They'll be successful.
Yeah, they'll be successful.
То есть, вот Матаджи сказала, слава Прабхупаде, что не волнуйтесь, если вы проповедуете, никто не приходит, потому что в любом случае сознание Кришна как бы утверждается. То есть вы сами были во всяком случае сознание Кришны приглашает других. But she says she feel next time I don't call anyone.
Then she will lose her Krishna consciousness.
Тогда ты потеряешь свое сознание Кришны.
Prabhupada says that in the purport.
Не нужно при,
even
к результату
if nobody приезжать. Follows, even if the nobody follows your Krishna consciousness, you will be successful.
Прабхупада сказал в комментарии, что если даже никто не следует, вы следуете сознанию Кришны.
Why are you not more merciful?
Почему бы не быть более милостивой?
You say next time you're not going to try to call them.
Почему говоришь, что в следующий раз я им не позвоню?
Мне показалось, что отсутствие наказания делает потребителя.
She thinks if don't punish them, it's like they feel inside the heart we only want to take. Like this consciousness only taken. So
well you have to appeal to their men, you have to present it in such a way they feel like they're gonna get something for themselves, you see.
Вы тогда должны представить это для них, что там вам что-то дадут.
You can tell them that some secret knowledge will be revealed that's more valuable than 10 trillion euros.
Вы скажите, что там вам дадут такой секрет, который не купите ни за какие, за даже за 10 тысяч евро.
They have a greedy taking mentality, so you have to understand that and invite them in such a way they feel they're going to get something more valuable than anything available in the world.
Если вы понимаете, что у них вот этот менталитет все брать, жадность, то вы должны представить тогда их позвать так, чтобы они это их захватило, что вы там дают.
You have to be very clever if you want to preach in Estonia.
Очень должны быть разумными, когда вы проповедуете в Эстонии.
Because the Estonian people, they're like animals, they're very dull-headed.
Поскольку люди в Эстонии, они как животные.
Not only Estonians, everyone in the whole world is like them.
Not
только в Эстонии, вообще во всем мире.
So you have to be very clever how to convince the animal to become a human being.
Поэтому вы должны быть очень разумными, как убеждать животных.
Next question.
Насчет смирения в Бхагавад-гите, Шрила Прабхупада 13 главе, 8 стихе объясняет в комментарии, что если человек находится в телесной концепции жизни, то он будет гордиться. Как же не гордиться начинающим преданным, который, естественно, считает себя телом? 13 глава, 8 стих, комментарии.
In Bhagavad Gita 13:8, Srila Prabhupada in commentary said, "What if devotee have material consciousness, still bodily consciousness, his pride cannot be removed."
Okay, then give up bodily consciousness. That's all.
Тогда нужно просто прекратить это сознание тела.
If you think you're an Estonian, then you're in trouble.
Если вы думаете, что вы эстонец, значит, у тебя проблемы будут.
They say it's hard to be humble when you think you're an Estonian. It's hard to be humble when you are an Estonian.
Очень трудно быть смиренным, если ты эстонец.
So you have to stop thinking that you're an Estonian.
Поэтому нужно перестать думать, что ты эстонец.
And then you can become humble.
Тогда ты можешь стать смиренным.
As long as you continue to identify as a member, being a member of a particular gender, or of a particular country, or a particular species, even, that will keep you entangled in false pride.
Нас держит, мы держимся вот эту гордыню, если мы привязаны до сих пор. Каким-то отождествлением со страной, с нацией, с каким-то...
You have to be completely, fully situated on the spiritual platform.
Мы должны быть полностью сосредоточены на духовной...
Solidly situated.
Очень крепко.
So that if death came right now, you would definitely go back to Godhead.
И постоянно. Так что если смерть придет сейчас, вы отправитесь в духовный мир.
Staunchly fixed in... You're understanding that you're the eternal servant of Krishna and you're not your body.
Настолько быть сосредоточенным и полностью уверенным в том, что я не тело, и я личность.
Then it will be easy to be humble.
И тогда проще будет быть смиренным.
Next question.
О детях, да? Как бы дети даются нам Богом, и они в какой-то мере являются нашими учителями. Ну, вот здесь говорилось о наказании, да? Насколько родитель должен быть смиренным по отношению к своему чаду, как в то же время, чтобы, как говорится, и любить, и наказывать? Как вот воспринимать вот это вот наказание, любовь и смирение в то же время? Как вот это все в комплексе, как бы, вот эти чувства, что были, да? То есть и наказание, и воспитание, и в то же время, как и смирение себе, и терпение воспитывать в отношении, ну, вообще ко всем, и в частности, вот к своему ребенку.
She's asking about how to treat a child with love and simultaneously punish them and be humble also.
Yes. Simply in the mood of serving their Krishna consciousness.
Нужно попытаться делать это все, вот то, что вы говорили, это сознание.
If you truly love the child,
если вы действительно любите ребенка,
you will want that they do not take birth again in this material world.
Вы хотите, чтобы он больше не рождался в этом материальном мире.
Therefore, you will do everything possible to help them become a pure devotee of Krishna.
Поэтому вы захотите сделать все необходимое для того, чтобы он стал чистым преданным Кришне. How to punish?
With love.
И наказывать тоже надо с любовью.
ведь когда наказываешь, ребенок просто как бы отдаляется, злится, обижается, все вот это вместе.
When punish a child, child is going like don't feel bad.
That's all right. He has to come to understand that it's being done out of love, that's all.
Нужно
not out of hate.
Ребенок должен понимать, что это делается с любовью, вот это наказание.
And then he'll be reformed from his naughty behavior.
И одновременно, то есть он как бы избавится от этого своего плохого поведения.
You can make, if you become a pure devotee, you can easily make your child a pure devotee also.
Если вы сами станете чистым преданным, вам легко будет сделать чистым преданным.
You must personally become pure.
Вы должны становиться чище.
By complete surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord.
Предавшись.
And then you can make your child also a pure devotee.
Затем вы сможете легко сделать своего ребенка чистым преданным.
Question, yeah.
She asked about Samadhi of Prabhupada. Can you tell about Samadhi, what is Pushpa Samadhi and where is body, actual body?
What is what?
Samadhi.
Pushpa Samadhi of Srila
Prabhupada. Pushpa, yes. Pushpa Samadhi. Yes.
And actual Samadhi.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that is a system. The Prabhupada actually instructed us to construct a Pushpa Samadhi in Mayapur. The spiritual master, when he departs, the garland that he's wearing, that garland can be taken and a Pushpa Samadhi can be made. The garland he was wearing when he left the body. The flower, pushpa means flowers. So that the pushpa samadhi is the flowers that came from Guru's body, and the actual samadhi is his body, where his body is buried.
Where is actual Prabhupada samadhi?
Vrindavan. In front of the Krishna Balaram temple.
Krishna Balaram.
Yeah. Yeah. Questions more? Everyone satisfied? All right.
Отождествлений много, отождествлений. И приятно вот просто послушать об этом, да. Ну вот, лекции послушать, но очень-очень не так просто действительно захотеть что-то реально изменить. Очень легко и просто послушать, приятно провести время, но вот действительно что-то практическое сделать для того, чтобы это все убирать в сердце.
We can easily hear about anarthas, mm-hmm. and all right, we can sit and nicely, peacefully hear about it. But actually, it's very difficult to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we need devotee association. Because actually, it's not that easy to see them even. We have a tendency to not to easily see the faults of others, but not see our own faults. That's why devotee association is very important. Because I can easily see your faults.
Поскольку я могу
очень просто увидеть ваши недостатки.
And you can easily see my faults.
А вы можете видеть мои недостатки.
In that way, we're a very good team.
И тогда мы очень хорошая команда.
Of course, not the spiritual master. You don't do that with the spiritual master.
Конечно, с духовным учителем вы так не должны поступать.
But with your spouse and your equal level devotees, you can point out each other's faults to each other.
Но со своими на одном уровне находящимися преданными вы можете так друг другу помогать, указывая на недостатки.
And that way you can everybody can help each other to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Таким образом помогать друг другу очищаться и идти обратно к Богу.
So the key is Vaishnava Sangha.
То есть ключ к этому это Вайшнава Санга.
Devotees will become very disturbed by your faults.
На самом деле преданным другим они очень обеспокоены вашими недостатками.
So to please the devotees, you have to give up your faults.
Поэтому чтобы удовлетворить их, вы должны.
Let's say you have some bad habit. You have some bad habit, and it always irritates your wife.
Например, если у вас плохие привычки, это постоянно мешает вашей жене.
You see? So to please your wife is devotee, so you have to please her.
И ваша преданная, она жена, и вы должны удовлетворить ее.
So that means you have to give up your bad habit. You're not to.
Значит, вам нужно оставить тогда эти плохие привычки.
So devotee association is very important.
Поэтому общение с преданными настолько важно.
Можно еще один маленький вопрос задать? Маленький вопрос, да? Слава Богу, Кришна Махатма. В песочнице обычно дети, они все вот одного уровня, да, то есть. Но есть эта постоянная тенденция, да, что они думают, кто же будет тут главный, да. И как-то они, ну, есть вот эта тенденция, да, то есть, ну, в принципе, вот если взять любых детей, то так будет, да, то есть всегда будет какое-то трение со стороны взрослых, это бессмыслица, да, то есть они все время будут им говорить, не надо так делать, но в этой песочнице всегда будет вот так и в нашей проявляться, да. И что в этом отношении сделать? Да, чтобы я действительно, как вот Махарадж говорил, чтобы я вот находясь вот в этой сущности, чтобы я действительно был смиренным, да, чтобы я не хотел выделяться каким-то образом.
Like children in the garden, sand garden.
What kind of garden?
Sand.
Play
sand.
Sand. Sand.
They play
with the sand.
Sand. Yeah.
Okay. We play and usually we fight with each other. Who is?
Who's the king of the sandbox?
King, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, how to be humble in if we all like child here in like
Yeah.
What is also.
Yes.
Playing
in other words, in the association of devotees, if sometimes we're acting like children and everybody's on a power trip, then how do you be humble when everybody's trying to exploit you by laying their power trip on you? Maybe I need to say it a little simply, more simply terms. If everybody's trying to lord it over, then how do you be humble when everybody's trying to lord it over?
Если все хотят как бы так выделиться, то как, ну, как вот быть?
It's very simple. You simply serve everyone, that's all.
И быть смиренным. Нужно тогда служить всем. Это очень просто.
But you're most important, but you do everything according to the instructions received from the spiritual master.
Но все равно нужно все делать так, как получены указания духовного учителя.
That's all. You serve everyone, but you do it all under the. But it's not that you take someone else as your authority because they're trying to lord it over you.
И не то, что вы тогда пропускаете перед себя того, кто просто лезет наверх. Но если вы поставлены на авторитет.
You faithfully serve your spiritual master's orders, and at the same time you serve all the Vaishnavas.
Вы с верой служите указаниям духовного учителя, и также очень смиренно служите всем Вайшнавам.
Questions, ma'am?
Можно уточнить? Вот когда при общении указывают друг друга на недостатки. Я должна спрашивать, какие мои недостатки, или я должна указывать другому недостатки?
When about fault, about faults in our, should I say what our have some faults, or should I ask him, can you please tell me what my fault is?
Mm. That depends on your relationship with the person. You cannot really point out the faults of others unless they love you and trust you. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. You can only point out faults if they love you and they trust you. So, if you have a sincere desire to help others get over their faults, then you must serve them with love. And if they have any sincerity about them, they will feel how wonderful you are and they will love and trust you. And then you can point out all their faults. Just like for the spiritual master. There are some people who decide to become his disciples. Which means they agree to have all their faults pointed out by him. So how did they agree to become the disciples of the spiritual master? They agreed to become the disciples because they understood how much they developed great love and trust in the spiritual master. They could sense that this person purely loves me and cares about me. Therefore, I want to give my entire life in his service. So in a similar way, if you want to be able to help others over their faults, then you have to be their genuine well-wisher. You have to be able to see and appreciate all their good qualities. And then if they are sincere, they will appreciate and they'll accept your corrections. Questions more? All right. Everybody satisfied now?
Personal darshan? Personal.
Yes. Personal darshans are available today. Come one, come all. Anyone who wants. This is my last full day here. I'm leaving tomorrow, so this is your chance. I want to, Mataji and I both very sincerely want to help all of you on your spiritual path, and we're very happy to meet with you. All right then. Gantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Его милость Санкатан Прабху Ки
Джай.
Шри Шри Дама Дара Ки Джай. Шри Гопала Джай Ки Джай.